to Odin's Beard. I am your host, Dalton Ryder.
I am the co-host formerly known as Chris Ryder, but now my name, Dilbert Gonzalez.
Dilbert. I like it. Welcome back to a spotlight episode, boyo. Why don't you tell them what we're talking about, Chris?
We're talking about, if you listen to the last podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. No, in the last podcast, there's a discussion about Toy Story, and not really. We said we're going to do, like, the mythology or whatever. But
like more fan theories.
Yeah, we're going to do more fan theories.
Which is basically what? Because there's Toy Story has no mythology. There's no lore to it. So, it's basically fan.
We don't know where toys came from. They could have come from. There is a toy god. You never know. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Of course.
We're going to talk about Toy Story fan theories. Yes. And we just found a few. And we're going to see if we agree with them. Yes. Maybe you'll agree with them.
Yes.
Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. That's subjective. Get out of my house. Shout out to John Chong.
I'm going to crack open a nice cold pop. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fanta all up in your beer.
Don.
Oh, man. That was good. Okay, so what do we got first? I actually got an article from Daily News.
Oh, yeah.
Well, NewYorkDailyNews.com. A look at 7 popular Toy Story fan theories on the film's 20th anniversary. This was posted 3 years ago in 2015. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's find the first one. Okay. Number 7. They're counting down. 7 is called Sid the Savior.
Oh!
And it says Sid... I'm quoting it completely. Sid Phillips may have a kinder side to him. Sid the Bully grew up to become a garbage man as seen in Toy Story 3, which that was confirmed. Some fans saw that as just desserts for the hated character who tortured toys. Yet others believe the mischievous neighbor has reformed his ways. Sid learned toys are real at the end of the first film, and one theory claims he's now determined to rescue discarded toys. He's trying to save the toys. He picked the one kind of job where you can rescue those things, a circulating post last year on Reddit said. I agree.
No, but then, was it, in Toy Story 3, wasn't, it could have, because it didn't show his face, it just showed his shirt, and it is the same shirt he had as a kid, but they could have just had the same shirt. They didn't make that one shirt, you know? That's not how...
No, it was confirmed.
By who?
By John Lasseter.
What would John Lasseter know? He don't know nothing.
He knows everything.
He knows
he
nothing.
He is the toy god.
It's stupid.
All right. Do you have a list or is it just one? Because I can keep going.
No, I have a few. I think I have like 3 that I really liked.
Okay. Let me go ahead and read this one while you're pulling that up. Number 6. Andy's dad is dead. Yeah.
Nice.
In the world of Disney Pixar, it's the norm for parental figures to be dead, and one popular theory is that the same is true for Andy's father. A Reddit post believes that the dad was killed in the line of duty, thereby creating Andy's deep attachment to Woody and Buzz, male toys that represent law enforcement.
That's dark. That's stupid.
It is stupid. Pixar has agreed to some extent. Quote, if there was a dad in Toy Story, the boy would not have had such a need for a doll who represents a kind of authority figure like Buzz. Matthew Loon, Pixar story supervisor, told the Jerusalem Post.
That don't mean anything, because I remember I was listening on a podcast once where they were talking about Avatar, or it was Korra, Avatar The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I think it was the show's creator or one of the writers, confirmed... I'm using quotes, confirmed a character as gay.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like he only did it because the fans wanted him to be gay. Like, there wasn't really hints that he was. It's just he had a friendship with another guy. And they wanted it to be more than... Like, I don't know the extent of it because I never watched the show. I'm just saying, creators can say whatever they want. They could say... Andy's dad was reincarnated into Buzz. They could easily say that. They can say
because they created it.
Yeah, they can say whatever they want. So them confirming it means nothing.
But in that doesn't them confirming that mean everything? Because they are the creators. They are literally
yeah,
the
but
gods.
They could literally just make it up. At that that's moment, the point. That would probably what they were even thinking about that when they were making the movie, probably.
Okay, I see what you mean, but still, it doesn't mean nothing.
Someone could come up with a theory, and then the creator could stop touching my nose, and the creator could say, "Hey, that's pretty cool. Hey, that's pretty good." No, they could think that, and then just say, "Yeah, that's what I meant to do."
Right.
Yeah, like they could have a. I think there's been moments where. A show's creator messed up, and this person asks, "Oh, did you mean to do this because this and that?" And they'll say, "Yeah, just to save face."
Just because it helps the show.
Yeah, but you know they could have meant that. Like I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying there's a possibility. You know.
Yeah.
That they lied.
Right.
I don't know about it. I've heard from a little birdie that people lie. People lie.
People lie?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Like you lie. You lie to me. Like when you say, hey, like when he said he was gonna take a shower. When he said he'd have a shower done by the time I came over, and guess what? He was still in his pajamas.
You need to calm down with this.
No, I'm just saying. Our relationship is strained now. Where's that trust? That level of trust has just been cut in half.
You're so stupid.
It's unbelievable.
All right. What do you have?
Well, my heart hurts. So that's one. This is from Mental Floss. Like, I have one that was from a different website, but it was also on Mental Floss. So I'm just going to do it on here. Sorry, other website that had this. But it's 8 theories about the Toy Story franchise. Some of them are dumb. Some of them are pretty cool. This one I thought was really cool. And I think has some, like...
That was actually the next one
online. He looked at my phone. He cheated. Judge.
I'm sorry.
Judge. But, all right, the first one is Andy's mom previously owned Jesse.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Oh, it was on BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
That's when I first saw this one. I'm actually going to find that on BuzzFeed because they explained
it.
This may come as a surprise, but they explained it better. So, I'm typing it in. I thought I had it pulled up, but
Do a creepy laugh.
All right, here we go. I found it. All right. This guy named John Negroni makes a very convincing case about the true identity of Andy's mom. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because Andy's hat that he wears, like, it's a lot different from the hat Woody wears, right?
Yeah.
Right? And, in the second movie, apparently, when that guy was trying to buy Woody... the mom said Woody was an old family toy, right? Okay.
Okay.
And he's in the second movie, he's a toy from the 50s. There was a cartoon based off of him. He's been in Andy's family for a long time, possibly belonging to his father, right? All right. And then, if you take a look at Andy's, like, hat, and Jesse's hat.
It's the same hat.
It's not. I mean, it's kind of the same. Like, hers has a white stripe. But if you look at Andy's, it's like there was a... You could tell there was a stripe, but it's faded.
Yeah.
That may mean it's old.
Either faded or it was removed.
Yeah. But, yeah. And if you've seen the second movie, Jesse tells Woody that she had an owner named Emily who left her. And when in the flashbacks... You can tell that the room that Emily lives in is like from the 70s or 60s. See, I'm showing Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we never get a good look at Emily's face. We don't. We never see her. I think we see her hair. I don't know. Well, it says, but we do know that she has auburn hair, which is very similar to old Andy Boy's mom.
To the mommy.
Until she doesn't in the third movie. It's like blonde.
Yeah.
That's weird. So.
Well, it also explains the fact that Jesse showed up randomly, Jesse and Bullseye, and the mom never, like, asked any questions.
I mean, even if, like, let's say her mom is Emily, because it says, her first name is never mentioned in any of the films.
Yeah, it is. It's mom.
Stop being stupid, darling. But, this is serious. No, but, what was I saying? You derailed me. No, but even then, if I got rid of a toy when I was young, and then when I grew up, my son or daughter somehow had the exact same toy, I would be, where the hell did you get this toy? I would be asking,
who are you?
Or either she doesn't know, somehow, or she doesn't care because she's a bad mom. Is Andy's mom an alcoholic?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Another theory. Not fan theory. This is literally me coming up with this while you were saying that. What if Andy is not really Andy? What if Andy is the father
of Woody?
No, Andy is the father that owned Woody, that he came back. He was back in time.
Back in time.
That's my own Wilson.
What if Andy is Marty McFly?
No, seriously, like, what if Andy is from the past and it's actually the father? And so, like, when he got, as a kid, he invented a time machine and he came back. He came to the future.
I don't remember that from the movie.
Came to the future. And the mom thinks she had him because he chloroformed her and made her believe that. And he did things. And yeah, he probed her mind.
What do you mean, did things? What's wrong with it?
But it's really the dad. That's why he has Woody. And so that's why he found Jesse.
And as you know, they only made one Woody. There was only one.
There was only one.
Only one. Does that mean every Woody... I was just thinking about this. Does every Woody have the same personality as Andy's Woody? Does every Buzz have the same personality as Andy's Buzz? Because they all have the same voice.
Well, that was confirmed in Toy Story 2. They all have... When they first are opened out of the package, they all have the same personality.
But I was thinking about this. Hey, in the second movie, that one, all the Buzzes, at the end of the movie, all the Buzzes talked, even though they were still in the package.
Yeah.
So that means that they don't...
They do have the same personality.
Maybe, I mean, that doesn't make sense, because they have to be put into the package. Mm-hmm. They don't... That would mean they would have to come alive, die,
and well, then see, come back and that was again. The theory. Wasn't that what we were talking about in last week, or the beginning of the week's episode, where them being taken out of the package is the what? Same as the same as birth?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not true, because those the Buzz Lightyear toys and Toy Story 2 were talking in the package.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because I was saying about it. What I was saying was, they're not, like, in the pack. Like, they have to be made. It wouldn't make sense. When they're made, when they're created, that's when they're...
That's conception.
That's conception. They don't die when they get into the package. But, you know.
No, like, okay, they're concepted, like, a baby's concepted, like, during intercourse. And then...
Are you saying the toys
have... No, them being made is, like, the conception. And then, them being put in the package is them growing in the mommy's tummy. That's how they should have done it. They shouldn't have let all the Buzz Lightyears come to life in the package. That way, when you take it out, it comes out and
it makes sense for them to come alive. What? Why do you have to compute it?
Nothing. Go.
What? What's wrong?
No, nothing. Keep going. I was looking at how loud that was.
Did I do something wrong?
No, keep going. Say what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm scared. No, but it makes sense for once they're finished being built, they come to life. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. They don't die. They don't. They could be built and then put into the package. Not all toys are in packages. Some toy, like, are Hot Wheels, yes, like, toy, like, cars, can they come alive? Because I know there's that RC car, but he has eyes.
Now, let me ask you something. In that respect, Cars is a Pixar movie, correct?
Yeah, in Toy Story 1, there was a car.
Yeah, so let me ask you something.
Oh, yeah.
Is Cars a...
Are you saying
they're... Are they related?
No,
let me ask you something. Hypothetically. Hypothetically, I know nobody's confirmed this and nobody's even remotely related them, but here's my own fan theory. I think that you could actually relate Cars and Toy Story, and if they make a Cars 4, at the end of it, they just need to show kids playing with cars. And playing with cars, you know? Because where's the humans?
Because it's a car world. They're different worlds. Like, that would make sense because the second movie looks like it was made up by a toddler.
Exactly.
It makes... But then exactly. The third one got dark. I feel sad for that kid.
I didn't get to watch
the third one. Okay, so the first movie... No, let's say... No. Cars 2 was the first movie. That was when the kid playing with the cars... The second movie is technically the first movie because the kid was playing with the cars and he's a stupid kid, so he came up with stupid stories.
So the second one is a prequel.
Yes. And then and they just somehow know each other because the kid's stupid. And then Cars 1 is the second one, and he's grown up. Instead of being like 6, he's now like... He or she's now like 8 or 9. And he comes up with a storyline that kind of makes sense, but it's not that great.
By the way, a toddler is like 3 to 5.
No, and then Cars 3 is actually the third one. It's actually the third one. And this is when he was playing with it when he was 15 and 16. And he's an emo kid. And that's why he tried to kill Lightning McQueen.
I did not know that. I haven't seen it yet. Spoilers,
It's in the trailer. When it shows... The first trailer where it shows Lightning McQueen like...
I don't know what a trailer is.
I mean, I'm sure he didn't die.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I hope so.
Did you even watch it?
No.
Okay, then that's not a spoiler.
No, but that theory was stupid, but it was fun as hell to talk about. No, but, they never say the mom's name in Toy Story.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's possible, but it doesn't make sense why she wouldn't ask Andy, where did you get those toys? Maybe they had that conversation in between 2 and 3.
Yeah. There's a lot of time between 2 and 3.
Yeah, but then you think there should be a moment where the mom was looking at Jesse. She never had Bullseye.
Maybe
she had Jesse.
Well, I mean, Toy Story 4 is coming. So maybe they'll confirm all that.
It's coming, yeah.
Yep.
It's coming hard.
Yep.
Yeah. Fast and loose.
All right, I got another one.
No, that's actually a really good theory. I actually like that.
I haven't read any of these that I have on this article, but Andy's parents are divorced.
I mean, I assume that.
Yeah. Other theorists say Andy's dad isn't dead, but out of the picture because his marriage fell apart. It's not a hard theory to swallow, as the mystery dad is never mentioned in the films. Further, in the first movie, Andy's mom moved the family to a smaller house, which that's true, which could be a result of divorce.
We don't know if the house was smaller. We don't know if the house was smaller.
She also never wore a wedding ring. Lastly, Andy, his sister, and mother appear in family pictures throughout the trilogy, but a father is never pictured.
Theory.
Maybe. Theory. What is it called?
A theory.
Asexual reproduction?
Yeah.
Where you just...
I was going to say...
You don't need a...
What?
I mean, you just reproduce
on a sperm donor?
No. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You can't... I don't know how you produce
it. It's like an alien.
What?
I don't...
No, I'm saying...
I'm tired.
I think Andy's mom is a lesbian. No, and then they couldn't get married because...
No, I just liked your face on that.
No, because the laws were different back then.
You can't get married.
Lesbians back then. Back then, they couldn't get married. And the reason why you couldn't see her, because it's a Disney film, stupid. You can't have gay people in a Disney movie in the 90s. What, are you stupid?
Well, no, let me... Okay.
What is that noise?
I don't know. It's really loud, though.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't mess with the audio.
But we're going to keep going.
We're going to do it live.
We're going to plow through this. Holy crap.
Yeah,
it's
we're
loud.
We're already almost
done. Hold on. I'm leaving. Hold on. Let me turn off the AC. That's probably what it is.
I don't know if you can hear him because he's walking away. That scared me. Because the noise just came out of nowhere.
The hot water heater.
At least we get hot water. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to keep going. So.
What?
What are we talking about?
No. Andy's mom's a lesbian.
Okay.
And they adopted the kids. That's why.
Okay.
He has such an attachment to male toys. Because almost all his toys are male except for Bo Peep.
Okay.
That
Bo Peep's not his toy.
Whose toy is it?
The sister.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, huh?
Who played it? I've never once seen her play with it.
But it's her toy.
He plays with it.
Okay.
What makes you assume it's her
because
toy? Because it's a girl's toy?
No.
What, boys? I had a Barbie toy when I was four. It was in a little race car, and thank God. The boys stopped. A Barbie in a race car. You remember that, right?
Don't shame me.
It was a pink race car, and I actually really liked playing with it. There's nothing wrong with having girls'
toys. No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying I'm pretty sure that it was confirmed in the first one that that's her toy, which I think that's actually the plot of the fourth one. They're trying to find Bo Peep.
That is, yeah.
Okay, but no, what I'm saying is, and yes, you're right, in the 90s, having, like, any kind of,
The girl had the Barbie.
Well, no, I didn't... Oh, that's right. But no, No, the Barbie wasn't introduced till Toy Story 3.
No, it was in Toy Story 2 because she.
Stop yelling at me!
It shows.
Stop yelling!
Wait, was it?
We need to go watch these movies again.
No, yeah, you're right because.
Yes.
I was thinking of Toy Story 3 where she got rid of the Barbie.
But you are right. No, I mean, maybe that is true. And her having, you know, being a lesbian, maybe that wouldn't fly in 90s Disney time.
Yeah, and she dresses like a lesbian.
You're taking this down a really weird hole.
No, we're talking about lesbian moms.
Okay, but why is that a theory, though? Why is that your theory that she's a lesbian? Does that matter?
Because that's why there's no... One, there's no, like, other parent. Two, that's why she doesn't have a wedding ring, because they couldn't get married back then. They could have bought themselves a ring, but who are they?
They could have been married. You don't know.
They can't get married. There was the laws... Wasn't there...
Back in the 90s?
Yeah,
there were certain places that you could get married.
Well, what if they lived in the place where they couldn't?
But you don't know where they lived.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's a theory, Dalton.
Okay.
That's like...
Why wouldn't there be a sign?
In the first theory I said, there is a thing where it said we didn't know the mom's name, so they're assuming her name was Emily to help with their own theory.
Okay, but lesbian or not, why would there be no sign of significant other?
Because you're not allowed to show that in the Disney film. You know how much controversy that caused?
But that's the thing, though. Like,
I'm sure
there would have to be some kind of
sign. There was a snide comment that she made. She was like, hey, Andy, come on. Oh, by the way, I'm a lesbian.
No. No, what I'm saying is there has to be a... Okay, what I mean by, like, small hint is that, like, maybe it shows the mom getting out of bed... And both sides of the bed are messy. Like, somebody laid their head on one side of the bed.
No, because they barely showed her. They only showed Andy. The only time they showed the mom was when Andy was with the mom.
Okay.
Oh, and the same with the...
Maybe if she is a lesbian, maybe the girlfriend works at the pizza place.
I mean, they could be married, like, back then. There were laws saying that they couldn't get married, but they... I mean, they could have bought each other a ring, but I mean...
But that makes them engaged. That doesn't make them married. But listen...
Married people have rings.
Shut up. Yes, but if you're not married, you're engaged.
No, I mean, like, if... I mean, weren't...
What are we arguing about anymore?
No, I'm saying, like, weren't there laws back then that prohibited gay people from getting married? And that's what...
Probably.
Until recently?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess.
That's why they
don't
have rings. And that's
no, because in New York, you were able to get married.
They didn't live in New York.
You don't know that!
What kind of New York has a suburban...
Upstate New York, you moron.
They can't get married in
just because
that
you, place. No, just because... You, just it's one state! Just because you've seen... Friends and Seinfeld and all these shows that depict New York City and New York being just New York City doesn't mean that.
No, because in Friends, didn't Chandler and Monica have to like move like far away?
But they were still in New York.
No, they weren't. They were in Mississippi.
No, they weren't.
I don't know.
New York.
No, I'm saying they could be literally anywhere. Because
this audio, this part, we're yelling so loud and so close to the mic that this audio is probably not going to be able to.
It's a known fact, New York doesn't have grass. Except in Central Park. And that's fake grass. That's just a known fact.
Okay, I'll put it this way. I'll bring it back to a sitcom. In Friends, we'll go back to that. In Friends, in the early episodes of Friends, when it was still in the 90s, there was an episode where Carol and Susan got married.
But they had to do it on the down
low. No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They had to get a lesbian priest. She was a woman. And
that
she
doesn't
was
matter. They still... It doesn't matter.
I don't know if it was illegal
a
back
priest,
then.
A priest, anybody can marry anybody. If you had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, I could marry you.
But...
I could be ordained as a minister online.
And marry a gay person.
I'm saying I could marry... It doesn't matter who it is, because anybody can get ordained as a minister. So, what I'm saying is, I don't even like your theory. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
No.
But I'm saying they could get married.
You're saying this, but I'm assuming they live in a state where you couldn't get married if you were a lesbian or gay.
It's not even a plausible theory.
I'm saying that, no, because
I'm putting this derailed train back on the track. Do you know
how much controversy it caused if they show the lesbian couple? That's it. Why wouldn't they show her husband? Like, there has to be somebody else, because I mean I'm sure she could be alone, but it's more interesting to think she was a lesbian, don't you think?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters.
I mean, I don't understand.
There's no plausible reason to assume that she was, I mean, hell, even the divorce thing, there's no plausible reason to assume that she's divorced, she may have never gotten married. They may be bastards.
Do you see how much stuff in the first movie, you see
I didn't
how
mean
much
to say
stuff,
bastards, that was so derogatory.
No, did you see any, like, in the first movie where they're in the truck, see how many boxes? That's a lot of boxes for just one person.
Well, that's why I'm saying if your theory is true, and she is, then the girlfriend worked at the pizza place. And that's why they went to the pizza
theory,
place.
She's a lesbian, but then they separated.
Your theory doesn't make any sense.
Or does it make so much
sense?
Okay,
I'm going to put this back on track. Let me give you two theories. Two theories back to back that are kind of weird. Number three, analogy for the Holocaust.
Oh, you're on the same website I am.
I'm on New York Daily News.
Oh.
Analogy for the Holocaust. Some theories are darker than others. One film theorist believes Toy Story 3 parallels the toys as victims of the Holocaust, which makes sense because they're in a furnace at the end.
Jews in the Holocaust camp, didn't they die in a shower? Like, they were put in a shower, and there was, like, gas, and that's how they died. They were never in the furnace.
No, hold on. A, they were. There was furnace in Auschwitz and everything.
They put the dead bodies in the furnace.
Shut up for a second. There was gas chambers. There was furnaces. But that's not the point of what I'm saying. Don't derail this shit anymore. I'm just saying it's a parallel, because that's what this is saying.
It's more perpendicular
than anything. Stop.
Perpendicular?
You're an idiot.
Perpendicular.
So, in this allegory, the toys try to hide in the attic, drawing references to Anne Frank, when they realize they might be thrown out. Instead, they're sent to Sunnyside Daycare, which could represent a concentration camp. Which makes sense.
They were never in the attic.
Yes, they were.
When were they in the attic?
You haven't watched the movie.
They were going into the attic, but they never did.
Yeah, they were in the attic. There was a scene where she had brought them up to the attic.
No, that she brought them in the bag.
There, the toys are overworked under the fear of being disposed. Fortunately, director Lee Unkrich has debunked this idea, so it doesn't matter anyway. Okay, number two.
No, I'm sorry. No, I want to stay on this. Hold on. No, they never went to the attic, because... but Woody says, hey, we're gonna go to the attic, so it's okay. But then when they're put in trash bags, they're left on the side of the road, and they tell Woody, hey, why are we on the side of the road? We were supposed to be in the attic, and you lied. But Willie said, no, we were supposed to go to the attic, but they never did. Because there was a because she accidentally thought it was trash because it was in a plastic bag.
Well, maybe that's what whoever was writing this meant. Okay?
That meant
you what? Ho.
No, and those words were as empty as my feelings towards you.
And for the record, I would like to apologize for if at any point during the whole Holocaust ramble just then, if I mistook anything, because it's been a long time since I've read about the Holocaust, and so I may be butchering some things, and Chris may be...
I just remember watching a movie about it, where there was a girl
dude.
Who went back in time to experience the Holocaust with her grandmother.
Dude, you know
and
the
she
best...
went, in the end of the movie, she went into... they were all put into a shower, and there was gas, and they died, but then she woke up.
You know what the best... and I say best loosely, but two best movies about the Holocaust that, like, just, like, they, like, shatter your heart. They're so sad.
I'm going to tell I'm
Schindler's List.
And The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
That's a good one, but no. It's called,
I know which one you're talking about. A Beautiful Life.
Is that what it
about
is?
About the guy with the kid.
Because it's actually, it's not an English movie. I think it's in...
I think it's a French movie.
No, I think it's in... It might be in German.
No, because I remember being done, I watched it in class. It's sad.
Is it A Beautiful Life?
I think so.
But that's a great movie. Well, and it's so sad.
There's a guy with a kid.
Yeah.
And he pretends that they're playing the game instead of them being...
Sick. Actually, yeah.
That's really sad.
I need to find that movie.
That father is an MVP.
MVP.
They had him hide and stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Yeah. Shout out to him.
Alright, the next theory is Illuminati. And I'm sorry to you, Chris. I didn't mean to be mean.
You hurt my feelings.
I didn't mean to. You have something to say to me?
My heart. Yeah, I do.
What?
Your beard is stupid.
Okay. Illuminati parallels.
Stupid.
Lots
beard.
Of the.
Stupid beard. Dork.
Lots of the Bear draws references to both the Holocaust and the Illuminati, according to some theories.
Oh my.
Another bleak conspiracy is that Toy Story 3 makes reference to the Illuminati. In this case, Lots of the Bear represents the Illuminati power and brain wash... Wait. In this case, Lots of the Bear represents the Illuminati power and brainwashes Buzz Lightyear to become his spy. The evidence in his interpretation stands mainly... on this line from the movie. He's made us into a pyramid and he put himself on top. This, according to many fan blogs, represents the pyramid and eye symbol that has come to be associated with the Illuminati. The last theory on here is not even a theory about Toy Story. It is called... Drum roll, please. The Walking Dead is based off Toy Story.
That's so stupid. Yeah. That's retarded.
This theory... Don't use that word.
I'm sorry.
This theory based on... a YouTube video was a mind-blowing possibility for fans. The popular zombie show has many similarities to the animated films, including a sheriff who has kids he adores and leads a group of misfits. Sound familiar? The hero of The Walking Dead also has a super macho best friend, and there's even a yodeling cowgirl and a Lotso-like psychopath.
Those are character archetypes.
Yeah.
That's not...
Archetypes.
I say archetypes because I'm cool.
Archetypes.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Archetypes.
No, but that doesn't connect.
Well, it's not even a Toy Story theory.
Yeah, because there's
it's
always...
stupid.
What sheriff...
Rick.
Are they talking about the one in the box? They didn't love nobody.
Rick and Woody.
No, Woody don't love nobody.
Woody's a sheriff. He loves Andy.
No, he
don't. Andy's his kid. He refers to him as his kid. Rick has Carl. Carl!
No, mean nothing.
I'm not saying I agree.
Have
with
you seen theory. The? I never watched. God, oh my Dalton, Dalton.
You made me dribble.
Woody. Have you seen in the Toy Story special features on the DVD? Have you seen like the? There was like a thing in the special features where there was a storyboard of how the original movie was gonna go. They made Woody into an. Can I cuss? They made him into an asshole.
Like he was, well, you could have just said ass.
No, he was an asshole. Because he was like mean
to everyone. He was the whole ass.
He was mean to everyone, especially Slinky for some reason. Because Slinky was always nice to him. And in the original movie, Woody was kind of mean to Slinky. Like the dog. I mean, he was kind of a... He was kind of a suck up, but he was always nice to everyone.
Yeah, Slinky Dink.
Yeah, but they made Woody into a jerk. And that almost made them cancel the movie. Because they're like, who's going to like Woody?
Yeah.
That's your main character, and you... Who's going to like him? Who's going to want to watch this movie? So they had to, like, change it to make him likable. And I don't even think... Woody's not that likable in the first movie.
Yeah.
You see all the crap he does?
Mm-hmm.
He, like... He... It was by accident. But Woody's plan was to knock... When he knocked Buzz out the window...
Was to kill him.
No, I think he wanted... No, him pushing Woody... I mean, Buzz out... The window was an accident. He wanted to push him down the desk. In the crack? That's even worse, because how is he supposed to get out? He's going to die. Do toys need to eat?
I love that you said... I don't know.
Like, was he a star?
Well, that actually brings up a good point. I found another article on Ranker.com that had exactly 10 more theories.
God, am I?
It's 18 theories. This one's called The Toys Are Immortal.
That's not a theory, that's common sense.
Well, the super depressing theory about the Woody and the rest of the toys hypothesizes that the only way the toys can die is if they're crushed or burned.
Yeah.
And that's why they were in the furnace in the third one.
Yeah, that's...
That they'll continue to forget their old owners.
It's not like they age. They'll
continue to forget their old owners and live out the same cycle forever.
Oh, that does make sense, because, like, toys, they never talk about their original owners. Like, let's say Woody was owned by Andy's dad. He never talks about him.
Right. But, okay.
But Jesse remembers Emily.
Exactly.
So that just disproves it.
Yeah.
Got him.
Buzz was trained to be a toy before he knew he was a toy. A big plot hole in the original Toy Story is that Buzz acts like a toy even though he doesn't realize he's a toy.
I disprove this.
One Redditor believes that his form of self-preservation was all a part of his training for Space Patrol.
No, but my theory was that since he's like an officer who is trained to respond to situations when he's out in the field and when he like to respond to different situations, he saw, because when you're out there, you have to survive, so you have to see the best way to survive. And he saw all the other toys freeze.
Yeah.
When Andy came in, and Buzz could have just assumed, hey, that's someone you need to watch out for.
He was mirroring their response.
So let me do that too.
Right.
Yeah. Or he may have just been like messing with Woody, and he knew he was a toy.
Toy Story 2 takes place. I don't believe that last part. Toy Story 2 takes place in an alternate timeline.
Alternate to what?
Consider for a moment that Toy Story 2 and probably the rest of the series takes place in an alternate timeline where Hawaii joined the Union in 1957. A whole 2 years earlier. Let me start over. Consider for a moment that Toy Story 2 and probably the rest of the series takes place in an alternate timeline where Hawaii joined the Union in 1957, a whole 2 years earlier than when it was really ceded into America. It's not totally clear what this affects, other than flag-making companies, but it could be big. That makes no
freaking sense. Theory.
It doesn't even relate to it.
That's the stupidest theory I've ever... What does that have to do with anything? What does that change? What, they're like flags that showed Hawaii different?
I like this theory. Toy Story and
Hawaii. Was that English? What did I just say? I said, like, did they show flags that made Hawaii different?
Toy Story and Home Improvement take place in the same universe.
Now, that's a good theory.
It's not clear what effect this has on the toys, but thanks to a Benford toolbox, it seems like Buzz Lightyear... Shut up! Buzz Lightyear and Tim the Toolman Taylor not only share a voice, but a place in the multiverse. Yeah, look. Benford Toolbox.
That's not...
It's Benford.
Oh, that is Benford.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Was Benford like...
It was...
But wasn't it spelled differently in Home Improvement? Like, with an E?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's more of a reference than a... That's not...
I like this one too. This one's stupid. Toy Story is a continuation of Roseanne. This theory is a little out there, but you'll appreciate the effort of the Redditor who believes that Roseanne's lesbian sister, Jackie, is actually Andy's mom.
Jackie's a lesbian?
And that they moved away from Indiana to Michigan, where fans believe the films are set in order to start their lives over.
No, no, no. That proves that Andy's mom's a lesbian.
Your whole stupid theory is true. High five!
Hey, wait, I didn't know Jackie was a lesbian.
I forgot that.
Is she really a lesbian?
I guess.
Because wasn't she dating that cop that was beating her?
I mean, yeah, but she became a lesbian in the later seasons.
Hold on. Is Jackie a lesbian? I'm gonna look that up.
Okay, this theory is stupid. This theory is not true. Look, toys don't come to life until they've been picked up by a child. Then how are all the buzzes talking?
Yeah, toys. No, children made them.
But
because there are children.
But all the Buzz Lightyear's talking was like a post-credit scene that was like a like an outtake. It doesn't count.
No. But that one Buzz, the second Buzz, was able to talk. He was never touched.
He was touched. He was touched.
By who?
Because he was on the display, so somebody had to have touched him.
In a glass box.
But somebody had to have put him in the glass box.
Not a child.
Maybe a child at heart.
No, that's stupid. No, next. Okay. I'm trying to see if Jackie's a lesbian. No, but she's not. I think she was, but she's not a lesbian in the reboot.
Toy Story 2 happens in a universe where Jurassic Park went very wrong. In what universe did Jurassic Park not go wrong?
I mean, people lived.
I love that I'm wearing the Jurassic Park shirt right now.
Yeah, look, I'm wearing...
His shirt says Mountain Rescue Swedish Hotties.
I got this from my uncle. Like, this is his old shirt. I don't know what it means, but it's comfortable.
As silly as it may seem that Toy Story 2 takes place in an alternate universe where Dennis Nedry's escape plan worked and he made it out of Jurassic Park with a bag full of shaving cream containers and cash, you can't deny the visual evidence.
Who's Dent? Well, that does...
The guy from Seinfeld that's in Jurassic Park.
His voice is the guy from Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
That could be the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
His life didn't go well if he's working at Alice Toy Barn.
Toy Story is a religious experience. I agree.
It actually is.
One very interesting theory positions the three Toy Story films as a triptych chronicling the toys' acceptance of Andy as their god and the downfall of toys who tried to live outside of the traditional Judeo-Christian power structure.
Woody should have been punished when he... It was more... I considered Woody's relationship with Andy as like a, just like a best friend type thing. Like, because Woody loved Andy because it was... They were friends. Like, he considered them friends.
Mm-hmm.
Who hung out and grabbed the brewski. Theory. Andy grew up to be an alcoholic.
Yes.
Just like...
Toy Story is about nature versus nurture.
How?
Which...
What is it?
One theory that's so obvious you'll be mad you didn't think of it postulates that the entire series is a commentary on the concept of nature versus nurture, even though each toy comes from the same factory, essentially. How they act and react depends on who they receive as an owner, which makes sense.
Not really.
It really does.
Why do you have to go against everything? Is that the nature-nurture thing?
Yeah.
No, because if that's... Woody acts the way he does because of how he feels about Andy. Andy didn't...
Which would come from Andy.
But Andy didn't do anything.
Like, Andy loved him, which then...
That's just common sense. If Andy hated Woody...
That's literally the definition of nature versus nurture. No. It really is. I don't think you know what you're talking...
That's like...
Sweetie.
That comes back...
I don't think you know what you're...
That's not really a theory. I think I'm having trouble understanding it. That's not really a theory.
Do you know what nature versus nurture is?
Yes.
Nature versus nurture. Tell me what it is.
Nature is, like, your, How you are biologically, how it affects your personality and stuff. Nurture is how someone who raises you and the people you're around, that's how it affects
you. Now, think about think about what you just said.
No, but listen. This is why I'm having a hard time. Because that's not a theory. Literally everything in the in life.
It's not a theory. It's
fine. Everything. But how is that a theory? That's not a theory.
The fact that you're arguing that is pointless.
No, that's why it messed with me. Because I was like, wait, why is that a theory? Let me disprove it. I'm going to get him.
All right. Do you have any more?
Wait. Here's a theory. Dalton's a jackass. Wow. I mean, that's straight facts, my boy.
I'm sorry.
I wish I would. Maybe in. He hit my phone. No, I don't have
You're any. Not my dad.
You're not my dad. No, but I don't have any more theories.
All right, well, this has been fun.
It's been adequate.
All right. Yeah. Well, join us again on Odin's Beard. I am your host, Dalton Ryder.
I am your co-host. What did I say my name was?
I don't know. Something.
Dilbert Gonzalez.
Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow me and Chris on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channels.
I'm making a video, I promise.
And me as well. I have 3 in the works. I'll give you a hint as to one of them.
I have one.
I'll give you a hint as to one of them.
What?
Did you read the article that Nicolas Cage is going to be quitting acting soon?
Aww.
So.
That's about his best work.
You know what? What I'm doing, I'll go ahead and tell it. A favorite show of mine is Community.
Come on, Teddy.
In one of the episodes, Abed and his friends take a class where the whole point of the class is Nicolas Cage, good or bad, which is a question that I've always wondered to myself, like, ever since I first saw Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is so, like, weird. That I've wondered, is he a good actor or is he a bad actor?
Theory.
So, I'm doing 10 episodes on my YouTube channel. 5 of his worst performances, 5 of his best. And at the end, we're going to have a discussion.
No. Theory. Nicolas Cage is gone. Because that's yin and yang. Good and bad. He's bud. He's dad.
Alright. But,
yeah.
Make sure to subscribe to Odin's Beard on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Check us out on Pocket Cast. Check us out on Anchor. That's pretty much it. Follow me on Stardust, Dalton Ryder. That's pretty much it. Stay tuned for the Monday episode next week. We don't know what we're talking about, like always.
Yeah.
But we love you guys. Thank you for all the support. Share us, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, tell your friends.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.